Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. But once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Let's jump right into your phone call, shall we? Brian is listening in Washington to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just had a couple of points I'd like to bring up about this whole 99% idea here.
Sure.
And for the record, I did major in mathematics at the University of Montana. So with that in mind, I do have a problem with this whole 99%.
What do you mean?
And the way I see it, a more accurate description, and let me go all Herman Cain here with another nine, it looks to me that what I would say, it'd be more along the lines of 99.9%. And bear here with me here, and I'll tell you why I say that. And for an example, I checked on the interwebs, and Tom Cruise estimated to be worth $250 million.
Okay.
And if you take that into mind, when you consider the sheer amount of money these bankers have stolen, and I mean hundreds of billions of dollars, a guy like Tom Cruise looks to be more like in that 99.9%, you know, of all the people in this world that have, you know, made their money by not stealing the entire wealth of nations in a worldwide banking scam.
I get what you're saying. You're saying they're not being, you're saying they're not being specific enough with their 99%. They should be a little more accurate.
Well, yeah, I think my point here, the second point really brings it all together, is people like Tom Cruise and others that may be called rich, they need to, you know, maybe get behind this movement in some way, because it's just a matter of time before they, too, could have all of their wealth stolen. You know, so I suggest that we as, you know, a nation and a world and people that aren't investment bankers that are stealing the wealth of nations could come together with this mindset, you know, of more of a 99.9%, you know, because we're all under attack here, and it's only a matter of time before they're going to attempt to steal everybody's money. And that these that like to call themselves a 1%, they should probably take a good solid look at what's going on around them, and maybe they'll, too, will come to the realization that their wealth could vanish in an instant, you know, if they don't do something to stop it. And I think my point is that I, as part of the poor people in this country, I'm not mad at rich people. I happen to feel that people that have earned their wealth, that's great, they've got it, but they too need to, you know, maybe step up and help out the poor, because they'll be poor in just a moment here when they take all of it.
But I definitely see where you're coming from, that that they shouldn't feel too comfortable where they currently are, because the government can always print more money out, and that steals value from everybody. Of course, it steals value disproportionately, you know, more from the poor people. So rich people are certainly more insulated from the effects of you know, the government stealing people's money. But yeah, I think you're right. Nobody's safe when it comes to Congress being in session. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. That's all I have.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's talk to Kevin in Indy, listening to WXMT. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. I'm calling for, first of all, I'm kind of upset they have sports on. So.
Oh, dreaded sports. Oh, well, we're still here for you, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I appreciate that. That way I get to hear a little bit of your program. You know, I think technology is the only way we're going to ever lead ourselves out of this economic woes that we're in. And for 10 years, I've thought, well, why don't we have hovercraft instead of combustion engines, you know, with the fuel cells, et cetera. And then when you think about it, the government would lose all of the gasoline tax. Tire companies would lose out because now you really wouldn't need tires except for the four that you put on it when you land the hovercraft. And this, but especially for safety vehicles, if the firemen and the police and ambulances had hovercraft, they could get to the scenes a lot quicker. But we have been stuck with this combustion engine now for 100 years, and it's just outdated technology.
Sure, sure. And a lot of that is just, you know, regulation on behalf of the auto industry as it stands now, and the petroleum industry as it stands now. You know, they lobby the government to basically fight off the competition. I mean, there are, like when cars first came out, you could get electric cars and you could get steam-powered cars as well as gasoline-powered cars, you know, like, so the options were out there, and then they fell out of favor because they're less efficient, but, you know, I'm sure that when gas started booming, that those companies, you know, especially the big three, Ford, Dodge, and GM, you know, fought to kind of keep their position. And, of course, they did it to foreign interests like Toyota and Honda and Volkswagen and Volvo, you know, to try to keep foreign cars out as well from competing.
Kevin? Do we lose Kevin? Kevin going once? Kevin going twice? All right, 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number. And you see that in a lot of industries, Luther, where the establishment will use the government and their regulatory controls to insulate themselves from new upstarts, competitors, innovators, people that are going to come in and revolutionize an industry, because the old guard is not very good at keeping up with change.
Sure.
It's much easier to just excuse me, keep the status quo. Keep everything as it is. Keep the profits rolling in, and rather than have some sort of new disruptive technology that nobody saw coming, the black swan, if you will, that comes in and surprises everybody and completely changes the face of a given industry. The old guard doesn't want that to happen, even though something like that, and he gave the example of a hovercraft or maybe a flying car or something like that, the black swan like that can completely change everything, and that's good for us. That's
sure.
good for the consumer. It's good for society.
It's bad for the establishment.
And it's bad for the old guard. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why things are the way they are, where, you know, the old guard or the 1% or whatever you want to call them, they're the ones that are in bed with the state, which is also the 1%. And they're using their power to entrench themselves. And I think communicating these ideas is so very important to let these folks know within the Occupy movement, hey, you can change the chair, you know, the deck chairs on the Titanic, but ultimately nothing's really going to change. You can't elect your way out of this problem. Even if Ron Paul, by some miracle, wins the election,
mm-hmm.
that's not going to change fundamentally how anything's done in Washington, D.C.
No.
Ron Paul can change a few things, like he can bring the troops home, which would be a huge deal.
Sure.
So there are a few things that having Ron Paul would certainly be good for, and he can press some things in a direction that he otherwise wouldn't have gone. But until you have a sea change of people's opinion, until you change hearts and minds, you're never going to ultimately change anything. Because what we have today is really a manifestation of what people believe, right?
I mean, sure.
If people believe that it's okay to control their neighbor, if you know their neighbor's doing something they don't like, that they should be able to just pass a law to try to put a stop to it, then ultimately, as long as people hold that particular belief system, what we have out on the outside of us will be the manifestation in real life of that particular set of beliefs, the collective consciousness, if you will, manifesting itself. Obviously, we don't believe these things,
mm-hmm.
but we're in the minority, so our beliefs don't really matter ultimately. So a lot more people's minds have to be changed, and I'm glad to see that at least within the Occupy Keene movement, people understand that, you know, the politicians are a bunch of corrupt a-holes and that they're not going to change anything.
Sure.
So I'm glad to see that happening. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Change is also happening around the world. Egypt, they're back in the streets. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians rallied over the weekend with Islamists in the forefront to protest against what they say are attempts by the country's military rulers to designate themselves as the guardians of a new Egypt. It was one of the largest rallies in Egypt in recent months. Of course, there was huge news earlier this year where, you know, the Egyptians essentially, by having rally after rally after rally and not giving up and going home even when the state got violent against them,
mm-hmm.
resulted in the ouster of, I think it was Mubarak, right? Hosni Mubarak?
Yeah.
And at the time, it was announced that some military ruler was going to take his place. And, I mean, we knew right then that this wasn't going to be a good thing.
Right, right. And it seems to have gone in the direction I think most of us assumed it would.
That is total military control, right?
Right, yeah.
855-450-FREE, but it sounds like the Egyptians aren't going to stand for that much longer, so good on them. 1-855-450-3733. But again, as long as you believe changing out a dictator or changing out a set of rulers is going to solve things, you're wrong.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never's has been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kate. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-453. 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight is Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. We have a bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and things are better than ever over on the BBS. Because it used to be kind of a troll zone, and it had been driving away people, and it just had become drastically less popular over the years. So we changed things up, made it so you now have total control over any thread that you post. So things are very different now. The moderators have more ability to moderate than ever before. But you ultimately, if somebody posts a response to something that you post up there, you can just delete it if you don't like it. So that'll really keep the troublemakers and the trolls in check, I think. So go and check it out for yourself at bbs.freetalklive.com. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America, and made for you. Ruger.com. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Ingrid, on the line in Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I just heard that Ron Paul showed up in Keene today, and I just found out today that someone else is going to become an admirer pretty soon, Bradley Manning. I just found out today he's going to be having a pretrial in Fort Meade, Maryland, on
really?
December 16th. And that's actually going to
Bradley Manning, who's been held not quite incommunicado, but close to it. I mean, he's been held in very strict conditions by the federal government. It's my understanding the conditions were I guess lightened slightly, but that's not saying too much. So this is his very first pretrial hearing that's coming up.
That's correct. He was held in Quantico, Virginia, and I was actually at a protest around March of last year, and then he was moved. I'm not sure what the name of the military station is, but he's like somewhere in Kansas right now. But this is going to be his first pretrial appearance since his arrest. And supposedly the public can come see it, but there's only one gate in Fort Meade that's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
All the other gates are open to the military. So I'm really hoping to sit in on the trial if possible. So I'm going to be
there. Yeah, that'd be great. The more people that can come out to support him, the better. I guess it's probably worth mentioning who Bradley Manning is. He's the gentleman who was in the military and has been alleged to have been the person that has leaked a bunch of information out to, for instance, WikiLeaks about, mm-hmm. you know, inside goings-on. The federal government has been very upset about that.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. It's supposed to start December 16th, and that's going to be in Fort Meade, Maryland. And that's on a Friday, and then the next Saturday, there's going to be a huge protest there. And for some reason, I'm not sure the reason why, but there's going to be a hold on it from the military, and then it's going to start up again. If I think the date was December 28th, and they think it's going to last at least 5 days, so if people can make December 16th. Then it's going to be from December 28th to January 2nd.
So he'll get to spend the holiday season behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Ingrid, will you let us know how it goes if you manage to get out to it?
Definitely.
All right. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Of course, this Bradley Manning thing happening underneath the watch of the Obama administration. And didn't he run on transparency?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. How's that working out?
I couldn't tell you. I can't get that.
I can't see anything.
Sure. Yeah, it's not so transparent, I guess.
Right, clearly. I mean, this Bradley Manning and what he did was all about transparency. And they want to throw the book at the guy. Probably want to lock him up for the rest of his life.
Pretty atrocious. And, like, wasn't he, didn't he supposedly leak, like, the video of the reporters and the civilians getting gunned down?
I believe that was part of what he leaked.
Yeah.
But I'm not positive. I know he leaked allegedly leaked a whole bunch of stuff. So we'll keep you in the loop on that. 855-453 is the number. William is in Dallas. William, you're on Free Talk Live. William, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, how are you hipsters doing?
Go ahead, sir. Real radical, dude.
All right, well, I caught the other night by the police, and you know, people always think I just hate cops, and you know, to be clear, I don't hate them. I mean, I think they're people just like we all are, and
yeah.
You know, people make mistakes and get caught up in things that they shouldn't be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, one of the things I was going to point out or clarify, I called a couple nights ago and I mentioned that the town I live in is less than 4 square miles.
The town you live in? Okay.
Yeah, it's less than 4 square miles, and yeah, to for anybody that doesn't, you know what that means technically. If it was a perfect square, the town would be less than 2 miles long and 2 miles wide.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, and we got 4 to 6 police on duty during the peak hour times. Anyway, I wanted to point out that you know, not only that, the last 4 times I've been pulled over have been all 4 illegal pullovers. 2 of those times I got falsified speeding tickets, and let me see.
Meaning they're claiming that you were speeding, but you don't believe that you were?
No, I know I was not. And one of the times, and 2 of the times I wasn't even driving. One of the times my wife was driving. And
why do you feel like they're targeting you?
Well, we got pulled over in different areas, so it wasn't a specific area that got it was straight. Three of the times were state troopers, Texas state troopers. So I wasn't even in my town. Sorry, 2 of those times were. One of the times my wife was driving, and she got a ticket here in the town I live in, like a week beforehand. So she was using the cruise control, I mean, to a point of irritation, you know, like to make sure she didn't speed.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd gotten pulled over, and you know, we told the officer, we weren't speeding. He goes, no, you were. You know, so then we weren't in a hurry. In fact, we were pulling over to get gas, and he was like, I didn't say, you know, you call me a liar. He was trying to accelerate, you know, he was trying to kind of
instigate, escalate,
escalate the situation. He, you know, but I guess that was about it.
So what are you going to do about it? I mean, are you just going to pay the tickets, or what happens in Texas if you go to court? Because, you know, we talk about not taking the plea deal on this program, but there are also places around the country where if you go to court, they charge you extra. Is Texas one of those places?
Well, I've been listening. No, I don't know about that. I've been listening to you guys for about a year, and it's happened just right over a year before I started listening to y'all. And one of the things, I did actually go to court to one of them because, I mean, it was a blatant, you know, the guy, you know, said I was speeding, and he said I was going 49 in a 35, and I was actually going 49 in a 45. And my neighbor behind me, I saw him at the courthouse. He got the same darn ticket.
So you went to court on that one. What happened?
Well, I went up there. You know, there was hundreds. You should see the courthouse for this tiny town. You should see it. It's all brand new. But anyway.
Very opulent, I imagine.
Yeah, and the judge.
Nothing but the best for the government. I mean, they'll spend all kinds of money on their own buildings.
I wish I could send you pictures of this place. I mean, it's massive.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I know exactly what you mean. I'll tell you what, if you want, I'm curious to find out what happened with this, because I wonder how things go in different places. In New Hampshire, you take a speeding ticket to court, they don't tack on extra fees if you get found guilty. It's Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. If you have a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams and the podcast there as well. Both of them are free through m.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in a couple of months, February 23rd through the 26th, as a matter of fact, it's going to be the Free State Project Liberty Forum. That's right. It's back after skipping a year due to some organizer issues. They brought the original organizer back on board. The guy that gets it done, Chris Lawless, is back in charge of the event, and he does an awesome job with it. It's been a lot of fun going to – I've been to every one of the Liberty Forums, and I'm so glad that I have because it's really a blast to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. And the both of you guys have gone to these things.
Yeah, this will be my third one this year, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good times?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, sure.
Worth the dollar spent?
Absolutely. You know, the first – that was the kind of the first major liberty event I went to, actually. And, like, I met so many people, you know, that I'm friends with today, you know, to this day. So, mm-hmm. And it was – you know, 3 years ago, before I had moved back to New Hampshire. I was still living in Maine at the time.
So was your first one, like, the first time you met a whole bunch of people up here?
Yep.
For the most part?
Yep.
For you at all, being there the first time? Because it would seem to me that the most difficult would be the first one. And then, you know, you have to meet new people for the first time.
I suppose, but, like, I don't know. I found it easy to just talk to people. I mean, because we have this in common, I guess. That really
not
helps.
Like in a bar of total strangers.
Yeah, something. It really helps break the ice when you already have something in common, something like so much in common, like being for liberty.
Right, you don't have to worry about having to convince anybody about the ideas of freedom. They're already starting there.
Or that you're not some crazy right-wing extremist.
Exactly. The odds are good you're not the most crazy person in the room at the Liberty Forum.
I can categorically say that I am not.
Yeah, so it's a blast. I mean, it's everything from panel discussions to speeches to banquet dinners, luncheons. And, of course, the opportunity to explore a little bit of New Hampshire, maybe go out to eat in Nashua. It is the middle of winter, so I don't know how much exploring you're going to want to do, but there is, I think there's going to be a gun shoot.
Yeah, it's not that far from downtown Nashua either. There's plenty to do down there. There's bars and restaurants and all that good stuff.
And of course, there's always plenty of partying going on at the Liberty Forum in the hotel. So if you just want to make a weekend out of being in the hotel, you can do that too, and you'll have everything that you need there. In fact, the standard package, I guess, it's less than $200. That doesn't include your hotel stay, just for the whole convention, which lasts the entire weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. So you get a full convention with the meals included for under $200.
Sure.
I'm amazed that they've been able to keep it so affordable, actually. But they've done it, and it's available now. You can go get signed up, use their early bird registration, and use our discount code, which is FTL2012, to save yourself 10% more. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, use code FTL2012, get registered. You're going to be able to see some great speakers, everyone from John Lott to Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, the very wonderful and awesome wife of Mark Emery, Jody, will be there. Jody Emery, who's just an incredible activist. She's going to be on hand from CannabisCulture.com. And Michael Cloud and more. Go get the details on some of those who have already been announced, but they haven't announced everybody yet. And as soon as they do announce all the speakers, that's when the price goes up.
Right.
So I believe it now.
I believe that's happening December 1st.
The price increase?
I believe that that's when they're going to mention everyone. So, yeah, I think so.
So get in there and get the early bird prices now while you still can. In fact, from what I understand, the early sign-ups have been going so well this time that it's on track. The event is on track to be the biggest Liberty Forum ever.
Wow.
So you don't want to get a situation where you've run out of time and the hotel sold out. You don't want to be in that situation.
No, because you're not going to find another hotel room, anywhere near it.
Well, there are other hotels in Nashville. It's just that it's no fun.
They'll probably be filled if you wait that long, though.
It's no fun to drive from one hotel to another.
Sure.
Especially if you're going to be partying at the other hotel. Wouldn't be very safe.
Yeah, and a good way to get to know people, I would say, is to volunteer. They're still accepting volunteers. You sign up for what hours you want, and, I don't know if you have first pick at this point or what, but,
You will help do some sort of task and
so you'll be helping out. You'll save money, and you'll be able to meet pretty much everybody.
It's perfect. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Back to William listening in Texas. Now, William, you're talking about the small town in which you live. You got some speeding tickets, one of which you took to court. And I was wondering if you could just tell a little bit more about that experience, because I said here that if you get a speeding ticket in New Hampshire that they don't add fees on, but honestly, I don't know. I've never been to trial for a speeding ticket before. I will be going to trial for a speeding ticket because I did get my first one recently. But I went in for a parking ticket trial, they did not assess me any fees on that. So I don't think it applies everywhere that you get extra fees for going to court. In some places you do, like I think out in California, for instance, they're going to just jack you with court costs just for the fact that you elected to go to court. So I think whether you win or lose, you end up having to pay court costs, or maybe certainly if you lose, I'm not sure about if you win. And of course you hardly ever win in traffic cases.
Right.
So what happened with your case?
Well, yeah, you got to pay for your right, your constitutional right, right? You got to pay a fee for that. Well, it can also point out that before that, I'd been four times illegally, three of the times the police falsified government reports. Three times they lied, made lies up. But anyway, I didn't mean to mislead you. I didn't, go to trial, but I did go to court, because this time right before that, a month before that, they had accused me of going 54 and a 35, which I hadn't been, but I might get into details of that, but...
So you said you didn't go to trial, but you went to court. What does that mean?
Well, I went to court to go, where you stand up there and plead guilty or not guilty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now the one the cop had lied about before that, I just chalked it up to, hey, I've gotten away with speeding so many times. So this one I decided to fight it because it was another blatant lie, within a month. So anyway, I went in there, I told the judge in front of everybody, I said, you know, I wasn't speeding that day, and I don't, you know, I'm not guilty, and that's the way I want to testify. And she looked at me, and she says, okay, she goes, I'll tell you what, so I'll let you just go ahead and pay the full fine right now, and we'll just, you know, call it even or something to that effect. I looked at her and said, ma'am, why would I want to pay the fine for a crime I didn't commit, you know?
Sure, because she doesn't want to go to trial, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, I ended up speaking with the DA there, and I guess I got, I don't know, tricked in. Not necessarily tricked, but by then I already wasted 3 or 4 hours, and I couldn't take another day off and stuff, and I just ended up paying, like, they gave me, like, $50 off the fine or something. I think it was a $180 ticket. I ended up paying $130 or something, and...
Okay, so your intention was to take it to trial. You had said not guilty, and they managed to talk you out of going to trial by knocking some money off the fine.
Yes.
So you took a plea deal.
Basically,
yes. You know, you didn't have to pay as much, so I suppose it could have been worse, although, as you pointed out, you also had to take a full day off of work. So for a lot of people, there's always that ultimate question of, well, is this worth my while? And it never is. It's never worthwhile. I mean, you'll never come out ahead when you're going up against the state. William, thanks for the call and the story tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You always lose. So you get the speeding ticket. And mine's, I think, like $77 or something like that. I was allegedly going 71 in a 55. And so, well, yeah, of course it's not worth my time to take time off work to drive out to Henniker in New Hampshire and go to court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the drive, the time it would take to drive out, go to court, and go, you know, drive back would already make it not worthwhile, even if I did win the case, simply because I could be doing other more productive things. So I understand why people take the plea deal. I don't blame anybody for it. You know, if you're going to get fired from work, you sure as hell shouldn't take the plea deal.
Sure.
You know, so there are certain times when it's appropriate and when it's not. Fortunately, I have the flexibility, being my own boss. I can set my own hours. I can take a whole day off. I did that today to go and support Adamo Freeman from copblock.org in his trial for chalking out in Manchester. So I have that luxury, so I'm going to take my speeding ticket all the way, just like I did with my parking ticket. You know, I had a $10 parking ticket in Concord that I went and spent hours on going to court. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, well, it is going to be Black Friday soon. And, of course, that means people will be rushing into the stores. They'll be packing into the parking lots. They'll be running over top of one another to try to get their hands on the DVD player that's like $10 or whatever it is that will be on sale on Friday. Why bother when you can just do it all from the comfort of your home? You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, click in through our Amazon links there, or go to Newegg. We've got links to Newegg as well. And when you shop through Amazon, through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. And online retailers have Black Friday specials, too. So you can get great deals, and you don't have to leave your home. You have to deal with any of that nonsense. So, and you can help Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Remember, when you shop over at the Newegg links, if you go through those, then Newegg will give a portion of the purchase to the CD Evolution Fund, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Now, a few moments ago, we had started talking about the Egyptian situation, which is bubbling up yet again because, well, they're not happy. And they shouldn't be, because when Mubarak was cast out, he was replaced by a military person. And now they're pretty upset about the idea that the military's ruling the country. So trading one ruler for another set of rulers, this one in fatigues, isn't really going to make things better. And yeah, that's what they've learned. Unfortunately, they learned it the hard way. That's how people tend to learn things, though. So hundreds of thousands. You think Occupy's a big deal? They've never had hundreds of thousands of people at a protest. These people want something to change, and they're serious about it. So they rallied in Cairo's Tahrir Square with Islamists to protest against what they say are attempts by the country's military rulers. This is from alarbaya.net. Military rulers to designate themselves as the guardians of a new Egypt. It was one of the largest rallies in recent months in Egypt, and most rallies in Tahrir have been led by liberal or left-leaning groups, but Friday's rally was dominated by the country's most organized political group, the Muslim Brotherhood, which has rarely come out in full force since the protests that forced President Hosni Mubarak to step down in February. The Brotherhood had until recently avoided confrontation with the ruling Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, but now warns of escalating its protest campaign if plans to give permanent political powers to the military are not scrapped. Hans Hegazi, a 28-year-old Brotherhood member who traveled by bus to get there, said the army has no role in ruling people. Its only job is to protect the country. We want civilian rule chosen through democracy. Down with military rule, read some banners. Egypt, our country, is not a military camp. Some demonstrators flew the Egyptian flag, while others, including ultra-conservative Salafis, waved a banner declaring Islam's holy book, the Quran, to be our constitution. So, once again, you've got another movement of people of disparate viewpoints, but coming together, nonetheless, to say one thing we can agree on is that we don't want the military to be in charge. Unfortunately, they're probably going to find out eventually, as we found out here, that democracy ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Sure.
But I suppose when you're coming away from a, you know, dictator, democracy seems like a pretty green field, right?
Yeah, it's got to be more empowering to, you know, to vote, you know, for the first time and pretend like you have some kind of sway over
it'll
what the
feel
government.
Empowering.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why it's worked so well here. I don't mean worked so well from our perspective,
right,
but worked
right.
so well from the perspective of the people in power.
Right. Yeah, they've been able to get away with all kinds of stuff just because, you know, they can always say, well, if you don't like it, all you have to do is vote, you know, next November.
You voted for us. It's your right. government. We're the government. They have all kinds of cover stories and these, you know, I guess these attempts that they do to make you feel as though you are somehow in control.
Yeah.
And of course, it's all an illusion. Because you're not in control at all. I mean, if you were in control, then you'd be able to say no. And most people are too afraid to say no. Because saying no could mean violent consequences. Could mean that you end up in a cage. And that's why we're where we are today. Not because the choices in the elections have been bad, and they have been. Not because the Republicans and Democrats are corrupt, and they are. Those are all ancillary to the real root of the problem, and that is that Americans are lazy, and they're apathetic, and scared. And sure. they're not willing to do what it takes to have real change.
Sure, sure. I'd say the level of affluence in this country has kind of made it so that you don't have to work as hard to have everything you want. And it's easy to just be complacent, you know, when you're so rich that, you know, you have a phone, a smartphone, you know, for nothing. You know, I paid $100, no, I paid $80 for the phone. I paid $40 for unlimited coverage, you know, like that's nothing. You think about how much a normal cell phone cost 10 years ago, you know,
oh,
you
sure.
had to buy minutes all the time and buying unlimited. Oh, geez, that's an arm and a leg right there.
We're quite comfortable.
Sure, sure, yeah, and I think that comfort just, you know, makes people not want to, you know, as long as they have all their toys, they have food on the table, you know, they have a place to live, they're not really going to worry about it.
Don't rock the boat.
Sure, yeah, why? Why rock the boat, you know, if everything's going well for you?
Here's why. Because you give a damn about the future.
Yeah.
Because you care not just about the future of you, but the future of your family and your friends and their kids and down the line, because you can see, hopefully, what's happening. Like, people see something's wrong, but they're, like you said, still too comfortable to do anything about it. But unfortunately, the longer they wait to do something about it, the more difficult it'll be to actually achieve any kind of change later.
Sure.
So if you don't do something sooner, the political people get more entrenched, they get more powerful, they have more control over your life, and before you know it, then you're really scared to do anything. Because then they're really intimidating and really frightening and scary with what they're doing to folks, and then you're even less likely to stand up for yourself at that point.
Sure.
But at some point, you've got to do something, right? Because is life real? I guess it really just depends. What is life about? Is life about living a long time, but living in surf-like conditions, living in conditions where, you know, you're owned, you're told what to do, that
right.
you're having 50% or more of the money that you make taken from you.
Sure, sure. Or you know, just getting by, you know, not necessarily working towards anything or that kind of stuff. Is that what you're saying, you know?
Well,
like, I think that most people, you know, like, just want that. You know, they just want an easy life. They don't want, you know, in like the more rewarding stuff, I would say, you have to really work for, and put yourself out there and learn things and do it.
Absolutely. Few things worth doing are easy.
Yeah.
You have to put effort in. And aren't those what, you know, those are the things that are really ultimately the most rewarding. If it's rewarding to you to have a life where you work at a job, come home every single night, you know, have a drink, go to bed, get up in the morning, work some more, do this for decades, retire and collect some sort of a check from government, try to live as long as you can on, you know, whatever checks you can get in from the state. I mean, if that's what's important to you, then you're in the right world, right? But if what's more important to you is that people be free to make their choices and live their life how they want to, well, we've got a lot of work to do.
Sure.
And why wait? Why keep your head below the sand? Because all that's ever done has made things worse. Sure, you might be able to avoid consequences for a while. If you don't tip the boat or upset the apple cart or whatever, you can probably be pretty safe for a while. But when they finally come for you, then what? Who's
right,
going to stand
yeah.
up for you?
Yeah, stand up for others, and then they'll stand up for you, would
That's
be my suggestion to that, yeah.
That's working, I think, pretty well here in New Hampshire. I mean, it hasn't stopped the state from aggressing against people wholesale, but it does sure feel better when people come with you to a trial,
right?
When people write you in jail.
I think there's a few situations where it's deterred police from making an arrest.
I think that's true. It's hard to prove that.
Sure. But, like, I would think, you know that they don't want the hassle. So, you know, if they can avoid it, unless, you know, it's something they, quote-unquote, have to arrest, yeah, which is always BS. But, you know, if they can avoid it, I think they're going to try just because they don't want the hassle from Free Staters.
Right, simply because it's not worth their while. They have to go through the trial and deal with whatever other consequences might come out. You know, people doing a candlelight vigil at their house. I mean, there have been all kinds of things that have happened as a result of the police aggressing against folks. But getting together with other people of a like mindset is an important factor. If you don't have anybody to back you up, then you might as well go ahead and keep your head down. Because if you're all alone, then yeah, you're going to get your head cut off. I mean, that's pretty much guaranteed. Which is why getting together at freestateproject.org is the most important strategy, in my opinion, for liberty in our lifetime. The people in Egypt get it. You've got to have numbers. If you want to stop the people calling themselves the state from their aggression, you have to outnumber them. We don't outnumber them yet here in New Hampshire. But if we had a few thousand more people, I think we would. And then everything changes. That is what you want, right? Change. 855-453. So politicians aren't going to give it to you. You've got to do it for yourself. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH.